We've all heard it before. It's who you know. Now hear why it's so true. Welcome to Social Capital, a weekly podcast where we dive into social relationships and how the investment you put into them establishes trust, reciprocity, and value within your network and community. Your host, Lori Hybe, will connect with top professionals and dive into their best networking stories and techniques to share with you.
Hey everybody, Lori Hybe here. Welcome to the Social Capital Podcast. Our show notes are found at socialcapitalpodcast.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at LJ Hybe and on Facebook. This week's guest is Jamie Shibley. Jamie Shibley is the CEO and co-founder of The Card Seer, an online greeting card service aiming to make it easy to connect with others on a personal level. Jamie knows that life has become a little overwhelming for most of us, and pausing to connect with people offline in a thoughtful way has become more of a chore than something we take pride in. She wants to make it simple and enjoyable for people to add a personal touch to their interactions with others. Jamie spent the last 7 years managing e-commerce websites for major consumer packaged goods brands. Prior to that, she spent 13 years in various IT-related roles. Jamie holds a degree in management information systems and a master's in project management. And of course, in her free time, she enjoys crafting and creating handmade gifts. Jamie, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm excited to have this conversation, especially with your background in web and e-commerce and IT.
Right up your alley.
Yeah, exactly. Plus all the crafty handmade stuff sounds pretty interesting.
Yes.
So with your background, I am a little bit curious, how did you get into this business?
Yeah, it's an odd combo. Well, I've been a crafter my whole life, right? When I was a teenager, I spent 3 weekends hand weaving baskets to give to my family for Christmas. Now, some would say, okay, yeah, nerd. But, you know, it's what I've always loved to do. I enjoy creating and giving something special to people. But of course, that wasn't paying any bills, and I had to choose a career. So I chose to go into IT. Mm-hmm. And I spent 20 years working for a large company in various roles, and then eventually moved into managing e-commerce sites, so e-retailing sites. And I enjoyed that, but there was something that was missing, and I could feel it nagging at me. And what was happening is that I have this full-time career. I'm raising 2 kids. I have a husband, and it just doesn't leave a lot of room for downtime. So I no longer scrapbooked. I no longer made the nice birthday invitations with the cute matching thank you cards. And suddenly I'm the lady that can't even get the birthday card in the mail on time. Mm-hmm. And it was just killing me. So one weekend, I had some time to make cards. And I thought, I'm going to sit here and make all my birthday cards. And this is how I'm going to get back on track with things. But what I found is it became a chore. It felt like I had to hurry up and get through this before everybody got home, right? Took the fun out of it. Mm-hmm. And that's when it really hit me that I need to do something else. I have these skills in e-commerce, and there's got to be a way for me to combine that with this thing that I love, which is creating. And if I'm disappointed with not being able to do something meaningful, others have to be just as busy and overwhelmed and looking for a solution as well. So in February of 2016, along with my husband, I started to try to figure out what this business could be. And what we get down to is that we have all become so busy that we don't have the opportunity to show each other how much we care. And technology has made it really easy for us all to connect, but it's certainly nowhere near as meaningful or lasting. And so I want to make it easy for people to give something special and something that will be remembered. You know, when you're having a down day, you're not going to pick up my text or an email I sent you, and feel better or laugh about something I sent you. But if I sent you a special card, chances are you kept that and you'd be able to go back to that for a pick-me-up. So that's what I'm looking to do for people, is to make it easier and more enjoyable.
What I find somewhat interesting here is that the pain of your own personal experience is kind of what created this aha moment for your business venture.
For sure. You know, it was eating away at me. I felt bad, you know. I'm better than this is what I got.
Well, I mean, yeah, you're a busy mom and wife and, you know, full-time employee and but you enjoy, and all these little details are important, you know. You enjoy kind of putting that sunshine in someone's face and acknowledging their birthday and whatnot.
Right.
So very, very cool.
Thank you.
So now that you're kind of in this new part of your life right now, what's your favorite part about it?
So my favorite part about this business is actually purchasing the new cards, the new designs. We have a team of 20 women from across the U.S. who make cards. It's what they love to do. And so we're constantly reviewing new designs. And every time I get a new file with the design to look at, it's like Christmas all over again. It's like, oh my gosh, what did I get now? And then when they actually come in for inventory, it's just insane how wonderful they are. Right? These ladies do some phenomenal work. And so it's really rewarding for me then when I get the feedback from customers when they see how incredible they are in person. So
that's really cool. You're just acknowledging the artwork, and you get to see new creativity
kind of fun.
On an ongoing basis. A lot of inspiration, I'm sure, comes from that as well.
Yeah, yep. Makes me want to play some more.
So I know that your business model here doesn't necessarily just serve that, you know, stressed out mom that's at home, right? You're mm-hmm. also nurturing and supporting the business community. Let's talk about that a little bit. What value do you say that you're offering to the businesses?
Yeah, it's the business side of our service that's actually been growing very quickly. And the reason for that is that right now, customer experience is the new competitive standard, mm-hmm. right? Customer experience is the new competitive standard. And you think about it, you have all these new e-commerce players that came in and they disrupted the way we do things and they set the bar really high. So now all of these businesses, no matter if you're large or small, everybody's trying to figure out, well, what's my competitive advantage? And that's where we come in. You know, we can deliver that personal touch that helps a business stand out and strengthen their customer relationships. Because we all know it's about how you deliver your products and how you show up for those customers that's going to build that loyalty.
Mm-hmm.
People remember how you made them feel.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. And I love that statement. There's so much truth to that. Is, mm-hmm. you know, they're not necessarily going to remember what you said.
Did, right.
Or you did, but they're going to remember how you made them feel.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic. Thank you. So let's talk about networking, because I imagine, especially that last statement, you know, and on the business side of things, I'm sure you've got some really good stories to share with us. So let's start with, what is your most successful or favorite networking story that you have?
I'm going to share my favorite. So a couple months ago, I attended an industry conference for e-retailers. It's called Shop Talk. And I'm having breakfast. I'm sitting there talking with the people at my table. And suddenly I realized that the gentleman sitting next to me, I know him and I've never met him in person. I worked with him in my previous role. He works for Walmart. I worked for a large company. And we had emailed frequently toward the end there. And so, you know, we talked about that and we laughed about that. And he wanted to know what I'm doing now. So I shared my business with him. And at the end of our conversation, he said, well, you know, would you like to sell your cards on Walmart.com? I mean, it's kind of shocking because I really hadn't thought about that. Now, who knows if that'll go anywhere,
sure.
you know, but what I like about that story and what makes it my favorite is that here I am starting my own business and I have all of these contacts that somewhere down the road could probably work out for me in a huge way. And what it shows is that you just never know when a current contact could lead you to something you hadn't considered.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure There was probably another little light bulb moment for you, right?
Yes.
Like you thought you were going into this business and serving a very specific market and had nothing to do with your past life, right?
Right. Oh, Walmart.
And then this light bulb goes on, like, oh, I do know all these other people, and who knows how they're going to be a factor going forward, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I love that.
Yeah. It's been eye-opening.
Absolutely. Thank you for sharing that. Mm. So that being said, you've got, you know, this, you know, your old life network,
right?
And you've got, you know, this new network that you're growing and nurturing, in your new business here. What are you doing to stay in front of and best nurture these networks?
Well, surprise, surprise. My business is designed, obviously, to do just that. For me, staying in front of network includes thank you cards or a note of appreciation. You know, showing up for people with something unexpected is a great way to build that relationship. And I just use that word unexpected, and you're probably thinking, okay, it's a greeting card. How unexpected is that? But the reality is our email inboxes are filled with more junk mail than our mailboxes these days.
Oh, there's so much truth there.
Right? And so people are not expecting a business to... Well, any business contact, right? They're not expecting you to show up in their mailbox with a nice handmade card, handwritten and hand addressed. Mm-hmm. So it's going to stand out.
Yeah.
And it's going to continue the conversation.
Okay, good. So you're pushing cards often to your network, or is that kind of
what
you're...
Yes, okay. It's part of my process,
your process.
For sure.
Fantastic. Yep. Okay. So what advice would you offer to the business professional who's looking to grow their network?
Well, I just mentioned that process. So my advice for people just starting to build their network is to develop your follow-up process if you don't already have one. Think about what your plans will be for staying in front of all these contacts that you're making, and how you're going to consistently deliver relevant information to each of these contacts. Because you don't want to be out there meeting all these people and kind of bringing them into the fold and then just leave them there for mm-hmm. a while. That's the worst thing you probably
sure.
would do, right?
Yep.
So make sure you have that in place is what my advice would be.
So a plan of attack, basically.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. What, as far as your rule of thumb, what is kind of the frequency to stay in front of?
It probably varies.
Okay.
You know, I'm still trying to figure out the best... frequency in my own world. I'm trying to do, you know, something monthly.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like follow-up conversations for me, or I try to do quarterly.
Okay.
But certainly there should be little things
sure.
That you can find to do in between.
Yeah, mm-hmm. absolutely. That's good. That's really good advice. So right now, everything that we've been talking about really has been heavy on the traditional networking side.
Yeah.
Right? Direct
yeah.
mail with the cards and attending events and whatnot. But obviously, nowadays, digital is really powerful and impactful.
Right.
Which one do you find more value in, digital or traditional networking?
So I'm sure you get this a lot, but I'm going to say a blend.
Okay.
And the reason that I say a blend is I think that's what helps you really stand out. So you might meet someone, you might start with LinkedIn, but eventually you're going to move that into the phone call or the meet in person. And of course, I'm going to say the card, but mm-hmm. the truth is that there is more power in blending the two approaches. If you made me choose, I would probably go with digital from the standpoint of... You probably are getting more reach faster
mm-hmm.
Through digital,
yep.
right? Because if you're going to do traditional, you're generally in your own area, maybe, you know, expanding when you can travel, but that takes time.
Yep.
So.
Well, all of it takes time. And I
sure.
think one of the challenges with digital goes back to what you said earlier on, is it's, you know, how do you make people feel?
Yeah.
And digital, with the exception of those lovely emojis, it's really hard to convey emotion.
Right. And that's why I think it's really the blend. I don't see another way around it.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. I like that question. You're
challenging.
Okay. So let's go a little bit more fun now. Yeah. If you could go back to your 20-year-old self, what would you do more of, less of, or differently with regards to your professional career?
Yeah, I love this question because I have a lot to say to my 20-year-old self. So my key message to myself would be broaden your network, and it would be in all caps. So the reason
yelling at yourself.
Yes, exactly. So the reason I say that is I graduated college and I got my full-time job, and it was just at the time when the internet was starting to you could purchase things online. Uh-huh. And so I tried to start a business. And I had the website skills. I had the thing launched. I had my own customers. But the problem was I wasn't getting them customers. And the reason was I didn't know how to market it. And I tried to research and teach myself, but I'm trying to have my own career, right? Mm-hmm. So I had to let it go.
Yep.
What I didn't know and what I know now is that I didn't have to be the one to know those things. I just needed to know the people who did.
Yes.
And I didn't have a network. I didn't have anybody telling me that, first of all. And I had nothing there. And so I guess the bottom line is, if they ever invent time travel, watch out for 20-year-old me. Because I'm going to get it right this time.
Oh, you know, I think a lot of people are going to have some powerful words to say their 20-year-old self.
That's true.
But yeah, there's this little aha moment, right? Again, I mean, yes. There seems like a lot of that's happening in this conversation. But I can definitely relate in, I don't know exactly when in my life it happened, but it's something along the lines of, I don't have to do it myself. I just need to find the right person to help me or to do it for me.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know why we're all just ignorant to that.
It's really interesting. It's almost like they should teach more of the networking. Maybe they do now. Maybe back when I went to school, that wasn't a skill you were learning, because it's definitely a skill.
As far as my understanding, it's not necessarily like a dedicated course to it.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is like recently there's a high school, like I think it's a business club, that they've asked me to come and speak to them about networking.
Oh, how
so
nice.
So I'm really excited to go and have that conversation.
Yes.
With these students. And whenever I get the opportunity to speak in front of any college students, you know, regardless of the topic, I always kind of close with, these are the life skills that I wish I knew.
Yeah.
And I always talk about networking, build your network, you know, and find a mentor and, you know, just kind of conquer your fears and whatnot. So
in my career, I thought I was good at it, like in the IT world, you know, working for the same company forever. But I'll tell you what, being out here in business, like doing my own thing, I had no clue. It's a different game.
It is.
And so I think that's wonderful.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Good. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
I love how you referred to it as a game, because it is. It is a game.
Yeah, there's a lot of strategy there.
Yeah, okay. All right, another fun question for you. So we've all heard of the 6 degrees of separation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would be the one person you'd love to connect with, and do you think you could do it within the 6th degree?
All right, so for me, it would be Katrina Lake. She's the founder of Stitch Fix. And if you don't know that company, I tell everyone about it. It is one of those subscription services where you get a personal stylist, they curate clothes for you, and you get the pieces, you can try them on and keep what you want. I am obsessed with this thing, I love it. But even more than that, I'm obsessed with the business model they've created. I think it's been a huge inspiration for me.
Oh, cool.
And I would love the opportunity to chat with her about how it started and how many times did she have to change direction before she got it to this place, right? Because it has to happen.
Yep.
How would I get there? And can I? It's a goal of mine, so yes, I can. It is going to happen through continuing to attend these industry conferences, I believe. I'm bound to connect with people who are in her circle.
Sure.
And then could maybe make the introduction for me somehow. But it's a goal of mine to have lunch with her, and learn more about her journey.
What I really like is that you said it's a goal of mine, so it's going to happen. I love your positive attitude.
I'm working on that.
Good. No, that's yes. Great. I think that's fantastic that you just know, you just go full speed. This is a goal, so it's going to happen.
Yes. Yes.
Well, you need to report back to us when you do get that opportunity.
Sure. Yes. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. So as an advocate of education and nurturing, I always love to ask my guests, what book are they reading right now?
Yeah, I am currently finishing up The Presentation Secrets of Steve Jobs. It's by Carmine Gallo. I've had it sitting on the shelf for a while, and the reason that I pulled it off is that I've been asked by a few larger companies that we're working with to give them a presentation on improving customer experience and the importance of client retention. And this book has really helped me structure that presentation better. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, you and I recently attended a luncheon with Katrina Cravey, mm-hmm. and she presented on how to get your business on air. And we practiced this leading with a hook. Like, yep. What's the hook that's going to make these producers want to have you on air? And it's really the same thing that this book talks about.
Sure. Yep.
Your presentation should do the same thing. Now, I'm sure for many that's pretty obvious if you're, you know, into creating presentations. But what I liked about this book is that it gave examples and, you know, real life stories of how they thought through what the hook would be. And that really helps me relate to my business then when I'm putting this together.
Okay. So. That's good. I like that. And I think it's quite interesting that you're getting these speaking opportunities related to customer experience. I mean, this is probably something you didn't anticipate, you know, as kind of the cause and effect of the actions that you're doing.
Well, and, you know, it's funny. Again, this goes to your previous life, right? And how that comes back. Uh-huh. Because I had another moment where it's like, I did this. I suffered through some of these, you know, what happens if you make all your customers in e-commerce world mad because you couldn't get the shipments out? You
sure.
know, how do you address that? How do you build loyal customers?
Uh-huh.
I know that life.
Yep.
So it is pretty funny to me that now I'm in a position where I might have an answer to that. I can help with that.
Yeah.
I didn't see that coming.
Sure. Yep. Okay, so any final word or advice to offer our listeners with regards to growing and supporting your network?
Yeah, my last piece of advice would just be to have faith and patience in the process that you develop. It does take time, and you have to keep showing up. It's going to feel like it's not working. It's going to be disappointing, but making those relationships is really how you're going to have great things happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's fantastic. Have faith in the process. And mm-hmm. that goes back to what you said earlier about first develop the process, but then you got to trust the process.
Yeah.
And it does take time. It just doesn't happen overnight.
It didn't come easy for me. It's uh-huh. very tough and disappointing because you're sitting there like, I'm doing all the right things. Why isn't it happening? And
yep.
then one day it just starts to happen and it clicks.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's fun when that happens.
Yes, it is.
And it seems to happen at right that moment where you're getting so, you're starting to feel really defeated. And then
yes.
you're like, oh, wait, it is working.
Yes. And it comes in like batches,
yep.
right? Like, oh my God, I've done it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
And then you got to keep doing it though.
Yeah. That's the thing. Then you can't stop.
Yep. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Jamie, if anyone was interested in getting in contact with you, what's the best way that they can reach you?
Well, a couple of ways. There on our website, we have a contact form, and the website is thecardcierge.com. And I know that's really tricky, but I believe you will have that link.
Yep. We'll include the link in the show notes for sure.
Yeah. It's a tricky spelling. We've come up with a nice blended word that'll trip everybody up, I'm sure. or directly, you can email me directly at jshibley@thecardcierge.com.
And we will include that in the show notes as well.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. It sounds like we had a lot of aha moments that we uncovered today.
This was great. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jamie.
This wraps up our episode of Social Capital. A huge thank you to Jamie Shibley for taking the time to connect with us. Join us next week for another great guest as we continue the conversation on networking and building your community. If you need me, send an email to Lori@socialcapitalpodcast.com. Otherwise, we'll see you next week.
That's all for this episode of the Social Capital Podcast. Be sure to visit socialcapitalpodcast.com for show notes, more episodes, and to check out our free ebooks on business and networking.